everyone. At this instant, I have arisen as I had already arisen. But to convey the thought concerning this message that was proofread, manuscript that was called it in the year 1934, 20 years ago. And just what I am saying now, I was saying then. Aren't you glad? And as you heard me say here, how I am blessed. I shall have this manuscript published. So glad. For the benefit of others. And for your who did not hear it. Right here in the city of brotherly love. And how I, through the peace mission movement, had made the way possible for you to travel all the way from New York City and return. For you know what it says. Wonderful. Well, others, even in my name, have been racketeering on my followers. Not to say they were followers, but those who would racketeer on my followers, as well as profiteer. Charge so much for the buses on bus trips from New York to Philadelphia. I decide to see everybody go, and I publicly mention how ridiculous it was to try to get people to come from New York City to our meetings down here and get them to pay extortion fees. I said, if anything, if they were going to follow us, we should have made the way possible for them to go free instead of paying extortion fees. The same spirit is speaking today. I have lifted a standard of perfection for the most insignificant. And I have given them access in this grace wherein I stand. And not a true follower of mine from that time until now has ever taken up or solicited a dime. Aren't you glad? The last speaker mentioned how I, in the man, in other words, through the man, saved her wallet and all that was in it. Honesty, competence, and truth. I have produced, inculcated, and reincarnated in the hearts and lives and business and affairs of the children of men. After a while, you will not be afraid nor fear losing anything. Coming all the way down the line from this message, 20 years ago, you have never seen or known of me soliciting or taking or lifting up a collection. And yet you can look at me and plainly see, as one writer said, I once was young, but now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, neither seed begging bread. My true seed will not beg bread.
No.
My true children will not be in lack, wants, and limitation, as explained in this message. And they will not go around soliciting, begging, and stealing. Aren't you glad? It's marvelous to behold the great mystery of my ever and omnipresence. How God, being ever present and just as operative and just as expressive as he was before he had anybody. According to the historians, before I had anybody, I was operative and expressive, taking on the visibilization of the earth, yea, the materialization of the same, when it was void and without form. When I formed it, I did not have a body. I was operative and expressive, since you know I am the same. I'm still operative and expressive. So when God formed man out of the dust of the ground, because of the appearance of man on the sea, do not think one time that man's presence on the earth would hinder me. For I'm just as operative and just as expressive. Those who live in this recognition with me and live according to my teaching, they are blessed abundantly. They have the mastery over all lacks, wants, and limitations, over all sickness and diseases, over all disappointments and failures, over every adverse and undesirable condition, because God is with them. Just as operative and expressive creatively. And wheresoever I am, I will produce and reproduce whatsoever is necessary for the sustenance of your body, for your life's existence, and for everything else for you. Aren't you blessed? Then I say, live in this recognition. This message, though given 20 years ago, I want to call your attention to it. Many of you our own no doubt hurt. And yet, at the time, did not think how significant the message was. Aren't you glad? As I've often said, there was a manuscript given by one of the so-called masters or metaphysical teachers, and it was about a 10-page manuscript, single type page. And it was said that they received $1,000 for such a manuscript. But where are they today? Aren't you glad? Where are they today? Just think of it. And from this manuscript they received and paid $1,000 per copy, it was not to be considered, or not in the least to be compared with this message, in the which, if you will read it when it returns, live it and express it, you will be made pure and clean if you believe sincerely. And trust me, implicitly, you will be made new creatures if you're not new creatures. This message will no doubt awaken many of the metaphysicians. For truly, it is MSD. And I say, live in this recognition and build upon this foundation if you wish to. And you will not have an occasion to fret nor worry about what other people do or what is coming to pass. Need not worry about the segregation among the North Americans, neither among the South Americans. And you will not have to worry about the segregation among the Canadians and about the segregation among the Australians. For that same monstrous serpent prejudice goes rampant through the land wheresoever man is found. And there is a different complexion of racial origin or a different background. Just think about how the Aborigines in Australia, of whom I wrote quite considerably of, how they have been segregated again. Downtrodden and underprivileged until, as in America here, I found it necessary to use the cosmic forces of nature to bring them to their knees, the opposers and the oppressors. When we stop to consider those things, then you can see differently, is not confined to that of America. that monstrous serpent prejudice and bigotry is operative and expressive wheresoever you will let him or let it be. So then, live in this recognition and build upon this foundation. I will with you unite all nations of the earth, and there shall be no division among us. Just the other day, it was an article in the Daily Press where a lady had sent in her clothes to be cleaned. $500. She didn't know about it. But that honesty that I spoke of, even long before this time of 34, in the early 20s, and even before 1920, through the city of New York and elsewhere, I said, I will contagionize the atmosphere with this righteousness. And all mankind must eventually be subject to it. And by composition, I declare, in a more recent date, a nation is rising, rich in the virtue of brotherhood and peace, where man is a man and not a color, creed, nor race. We are happy to say God deals in the affairs of men. Insignificant as I may apparently be personally,
my Lord,
I control your heart. I move your heart. Aren't you? I do not have to do anything from a personal point of view, but I deal in the affairs of you and you and you. I deal in the affairs of everyone. If you love me and keep my commandments, according to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, I will bless your going out and I'll bless you coming in.
Amen.
I will bless you in your storehouse. And I'll bless you in your body. I'll bless you in the fruits of your land and in everything you do. Whatsoever you endeavor, you will prosper even thinking of it. Aren't you blessed? So then I say it's a privilege to live in such a recognition, to behold such a glorious audience of, as this. Abide in me in all sincerity, all simplicity, knowing I am with you. If you let me, now henceforth and forever. Do not think you can just think or say, Father, with me. Think you can do everything else that I disapprove of. I will not be with you.